I listen to you, Eisner countered. I just don't always do what you want. That's your problem. Gold says that he meant that Eisner was the only person at the company who could run it, given his failure to groom a successor, not that there was no one else who could run it. Even as ABC continued to struggle with its back-to-basics strategy, Eisner could sense that his return to the tried-and-true low-budget singles-and-doubles strategy at the movie studio was paying off with hits like Bringing Down the House, and opening the first week in May 2003 was The Lizzie McGuire Movie, a feature film based on the Disney Channel's Lizzie McGuire Show, starring Hilary Duff. If anyone embodied Disney's approach to synergy in the entertainment business, it was Duff. Set in a middle school, where the 13-year-old Lizzie struggles with all the anxieties and tribulations of adolescent girlhood, Lizzie McGuire had become a sensation among preteen girls, simultaneously boosting the ratings of the Disney Channel and creating an all-new market, so-called tween girls, falling somewhere between childhood and adolescence. Too narrow for conventional network programming, it was an ideal niche for cable. Lizzie McGuire clothing and paraphernalia were also a big hit for Disney's consumer products division. Conventional wisdom held that preteen girls comprised too small a market for feature films, that girls would go to boys' movies as dates or friends, but that boys would shun girls' movies. But Disney's The Parent Trap, starring Lindsay Lohan in a 1998 remake of the Disney classic starring Hayley Mills, had unexpectedly grossed $92 million, showing that the market existed. As a result, the Lizzie McGuire movie was immediately put into development. Hilary Duff would also make her singing debut, and there were plans for a soundtrack recording from Disney's struggling Hollywood Records, as well as a future Hilary Duff debut album, positioning her as the next Britney Spears. Hopes were even high for a Hilary Duff series on ABC Primetime that would chart Lizzie McGuire's course through high school. There was only one cause for concern in this whirl of Disney-generated marketing opportunities. Hilary Duff was the daughter of Susan Duff, an exceptionally demanding and tenacious stage mother. It wasn't lost on Susan Duff that Disney had built a marketing empire on the back of her good-looking and infectiously cheerful young daughter. Susan controlled every aspect of Hilary's career, including approval of her costumes, hairstyles, makeup, songs, choreography, housing, transportation, and diet. During filming in Rome, where the fictional Lizzie is taking part in a post-graduation class trip, filming came to a halt during a night scene involving 200 extras and a crew of 150, while Susan negotiated with a producer over an extra 15 minutes of shooting time. After arguing for at least that long, Susan finally said, "So, what are you willing to do to smooth things over and make Hilary happy?" "What do you suggest?" the producer asked. "Well, Hilary would very much like to swim at the Wall Center when we get to Vancouver," Susan said, referring to the film's next location. The Sheraton Vancouver at the Wall Center, the Duffs' preferred hotel, had been booked, but a membership at the adjoining spa seemed like a small price to pay.